greatest picture ever taken. And Blake, this is your tailgate talk. My favorite picture ever. I've had a lot of pictures taken of me when I was a kid. Not all of them were very flattering. But this was a good one. It was a good one, right? And I cherish it. As a matter of fact, this particular picture, I had a matted thing made out of it, like a big version of it done at a photo place, and it's hanging on the wall in my office behind my papaw's old recliner that I have in my office. It's hanging on the wall there behind it. It's the best picture, my favorite picture of anything in my childhood. I love this picture. And it's me on Papaw's old John Deere tractor. I'm driving. I've got a straw hat just like my Papaw's because everything had to be just like his. And he is walking me through pulling up T-posts that were tomato stakes in one of his garden plots. Now, here's the cool thing. I'm sitting in almost the exact same spot where that picture was taken. If you look at that picture, you can see my mom and Papaw's house in the background of the picture, and that's the house sitting behind me now. So I'm in just about, not exactly the same spot, but I'm probably within 20 feet of where that picture was taken. This is no longer a garden. Hoping that it will be, maybe this summer or next summer, but it's not currently a garden spot. So it's overgrown, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, but this is a spot that in my mind, because of that picture, I go back to as a place where a lot of things started for me. A lot of wheels started turning for me. A lot of dreams and aspirations really kicked off for me. A lot of the what I wanted to be and who I wanted to be when I grew up started for me. And a lot of it has to do with that picture. I look at that picture and I think that's where the wheels started turning. It was in those days that I really began to decide who and what I wanted to be. Because of the lessons that were taught in this house, the things that my papaw taught me and my mom and my dad formed me and shaped me and helped me decide who and what I wanted to be. The writer of Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 28 said, there are some ancient boundaries or landmarks that our fathers set in place that we should never remove. And I think about that in terms of the society and the culture in which we live that is always, it seems like our culture is always pushing boundaries, always pushing the limits, always trying to redefine what has always been defined. And I don't know, I just come back to that picture and I think about the man standing in the garden with that straw hat on, and I think about the boundaries and the landmarks that he established in my mind, and the boundaries and the landmarks that my dad established in my mind. And those things don't need to go anywhere. Why? Because those weren't boundaries, those weren't landmarks that were based on their opinions or traditions even. They were boundaries and landmarks based on the established truth of God's Word. And that can't be changed. So can I encourage you today to think about your foundation? And if your foundation is built on anything but that ancient landmark, you need to reevaluate what you're building your life on. And if that is your foundation, don't you dare ever try to move that boundary. Listen, I appreciate you joining me on the tailgate today. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. And until then, I love you, and I pray you have a great week. We'll see you next time on Tailgate Talk.